All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, August 7th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a four-game League of Legends slate earlier this morning. Good luck to all of you who played that slate. We had golf tee off as well. We had 23 tennis matches. We had an early MLB showdown. And then heading into the afternoon, we have a three-game main MLB slate, as well as a three-game WNBA slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All righty here. Let's get SaberSim up on the screen. And we did have a request earlier in the week to do a WNBA demo. So I'm going to make sure we do one today. I have the three-game WNBA slate up. I didn't do one yesterday because it was like only a showdown. Kind of wanted to do like a classic demo here. So we do have this up. We do have some questions to get to as well. So we'll start with the questions and we will make our way over to a WNBA demo. All right. First question of the day. Question, if I upload my projections and then want to remove them, how do I do that? I find that if I do two uploads, I create multiple columns, some I don't need or are repeat. So let's say like I make a bunch of projection changes, right? I'm like simulating uploading projections here, right? By doing all these green and red boxes. And then let's say I save it. Right? You just save it. I'm just going to call it projection set one. Now let's say I want to get rid of it. You know, maybe I upload, you know, a new set and I call that new set, you know, projection set two, right? Okay. Say projections. We'll call it number two now. So number two here is replacing number one. In order to get rid of number one, come into the gear icon in the my projection column, go down to number one. And over on the right, when you hover over that option, you should have a trash icon where I can delete that source. And then now it'll go away and only my new updated source remains. So that is how I would be handling that problem there specifically. That was our only question to get us started. So kind of a quick one there. Why don't we jump into this WNBA demo? So nice three-game WNBA slate tonight. A couple things with WNBA, just want to clarify. We do not have live sims for WNBA, right? So what that means is that late swap only really matters if there are significant projection changes, okay? So what I would be doing is like we have like, you know, the WNBA games are usually pretty spread out here. Right. So what I would do is I would, you know, first game kicks off at lock. Okay. You know, probably like an hour and a half later, these games are 2 hours away. I would come back to the WNBA lineup alert channel in Discord. And then I would be in here basically seeing, hey, has anything changed? Right. Like if we see a situation where JC Sheldon goes to zero. Okay. That's pretty important. Right. Somebody's out. They might be in your lineups. You probably want to swap for that news. If I see a situation where we're probably going to end up getting a lot more exposure to Layla. So that's something I want to account for and that I'm going to want to quick swap for or late swap for. Now, if I'm in a situation where, okay, the first game locked, I come back for the second game or second and third game, and I see some sims have ran, but they all say no significant projection changes. There's effectively no net benefit to swapping in that instance because we're not taking into account how the players have done to that point in the game. We're not projecting the rest of the game. We don't have the live sims, right? So just to be clear, that is how I would be. Say that again, sorry. Have the players who haven't started, has their projections changed enough to warrant a swap? Okay. So that's a big thing there with late swap. We did also have a question about flashback recently, just since we're on the WNBA topic. So our flashback for WNBA at the moment is not automated. We are like manually doing it. So we're basically like batching it. We did a big batch of flashback sims like mid-July. I don't know when the next batch will be, but it will not be updating every single day, just so you guys know. I think ultimately, you know, we want to get it there. We're going to get it there. I think some of these things are just like a progression. Last year, we didn't have WNBA sims, and we had like a third-party projection. This year, we did have sims. Hopefully, you know, next season, we have, you know, flashback, and then, you know, eventually maybe we get like live sims for WNBA. Maybe we'll see. But yeah, so just constantly iterating. Some of these things just take a little bit of time. But that's where we're at effectively with WNBA. So I'm going to go back to the SaberSim projections here and get off of this custom set that we were messing around with. All right, cool. Back to SaberSim. All right, so I'm ready to start building some lineups here. I don't think it's necessary to really have on any like filters or rules here. I think it's okay to have on like some, you know, floor filter if you want. Maybe you use projection, maybe you use minutes, right? So like, okay, maybe I don't want to play anybody. You know, some of these players have like small ownerships, right? So like there's a chance they get in the game. But like maybe I don't want to play anybody under like 10 minutes, right? Okay. So show players with, oh, interesting. It's actually not here. All right. Let's make a quick note to the team. Minutes, not a filter option for WNBA. We could work on getting that added. So then in the meantime, I guess I would just use the closest like equivalent, which is looks like it's going to be projection. So like here, right, I would just say like 7.5 points. No player under 10 minutes has more than a 7.15 projection. And then the next is 7.65. So I would just use something in the middle, right? I would say, okay, show players with projection greater than 7.5. You would have to change this like every day, but I'm just saying something where, you know, maybe I'm avoiding some of like the most volatile players on the slate here. I think that's like an okay thing to do if you want. If you want to do a little bit of curation there. But now, aside from that, interesting. You know, WNBA is you know, really similar to NBA, right? When we look at these players, they're fairly normally distributed, right? You see this kind of like bell curve shape here. Value matters. When, like highest value players have like the highest ownership here. You know, value is like a big part of WNBA. So what does that mean? Well, when projection and salary are correlated and projection matters, then that means salary should matter a little bit too, right? So I understand like opening up this salary band on like a 3-game slate. I maybe just wouldn't open it up so much. I might actually like chop this band in half from like 6K to down to like 3K, make this a little bit tighter of a window here. So that's just something I might do personally. Aside from that, you know, we set the one projection floor filter. We increased our min salary. That's really all I'm doing here. And then I'm going to kick off a build. So small changes, but changes I feel will help us more than hurt us, right? We don't want to waste lineups. We don't have that many. And we want to make sure that we're comfortable with every single lineup we're playing. All right. So let's kick off this build. And 3,000 lineups is like probably enough. I'm going to stop this build. Lineups are loading. All right, cool. We're getting into the post build. Sim should be running right now. Cool. Looks like the sim just finished. Looks like the diversifier is running. Here, we could probably crank up our lineups. Let's say we're building like 150 lineups. We have a pool of 3,000. I don't really need some of these. I think another good thing to do, right, is just do a quick peek on like status column. Like, okay, there's one player questionable on Chicago, one player questionable on Connecticut, and another on Chicago, right? They all have some ownership, right? Like 9.8, 5.8, 6.1. It doesn't seem like anybody too important is questionable, but you don't know what kind of value, you know, what if an 8,800 player is ruled out, you know, what kind of value does that open up for the rest of the team, right? Maybe some 4K guard gets, you know, additional minutes, and that actually has like a really big impact, right? That's why late swapping is like important. Even if you don't have that player, how does it affect the rest of the team? It could affect them in like a really big way. So these are the three players I'd be keeping my eye on just to make sure that they do end up playing. Looks like we'll know two of them before slate lock, since two are on the sky, and then we'll know one later in the slate. With four total teams, you should have plenty of swap options. So I wouldn't be like afraid of playing Hartley here, because you know you're gonna have plenty of salary and you're gonna have plenty of swap options. So not super worried about it, but just a good thing to check, good thing to be aware of. All right, move some things around. My leverage, my exposure, ownership, check. Okay, this looks pretty good. All right, cool. So I'm going to pop this back out. And I like to look at my lineups in expanded view. All right, so this is where we're at. Starting with a 177.7 average projection, 108% ROI across our 115 lineups. Now it's really a matter of just analyzing this and dissecting it, right? So it is a three-game slate. Usually the smaller the slate, the more stands you're going to see, right? So like here we have like five players between like 14 to 19% leverage. That feels okay with me. You know, it is a smaller slate. If you look at these players, right, and you look at their values, okay, we are slightly over the field on the top four highest value players on the slate. And then our only other double-digit leverage is the highest projected player on the slate. So although they're not the highest value, they are by a good margin here, like about like 5.5 points, the highest projected player on the slate. So we're getting to some of the best plays on the slate, right? And then the builder is doing his thing to make these lineups unique through diversity in all the other spots where maybe it has some leverage, maybe it's neutral, maybe it has some negative leverage, but it's playing players at the rate that they're good in the Sims, and it's building around some of these more core pieces that kind of fit the mold of, you know, NBA DFS in general, right? So I like the stands that it's taking. I think they're correct. I don't see a problem with them. So I don't really feel a need to change them, right? And then, okay, I would sort inverse leverage. Really not that high inverse leverages. Negative 6.6 is like the biggest stand against an individual player that we're taking. So pretty tight, negative 6% to positive 18% with our top leverages on the best value, on the best projections. And, you know, these players who are like high projection, high ownership, or high projection, high value, also have high ownership, right? So we almost need to be a little bit over in order for to get some, you know, more lineups through than the field does if they do what they're expected to do here, right? So all in all, I really like these lineups. I think they're good. I don't feel the need to change them. I feel like I say that more and more as I use portfolio mode. We did make, you know, one adjustment yesterday when we were talking about NFL showdown, or I'm sorry, MLB showdown, you know, with like the Ketel Marte thing. I think Dustin Scafani pitched like really good. I actually don't know how Marte did. So that was cool to see Descafani. I don't think he got the win, but he did like four shutout innings, pitched like pretty good. So I think underdogs probably did well, unless Padres made like a late push or something like that. But yeah, that basically wraps up our WNBA demo. Question from Demetrius: can you do an NFL preseason demo for Classic and Showdowns? So we do not support NFL preseason as far as like sims and projections and ownership. We do have the slates up in the app for anybody who wants to mess around with those, right? So like you can come in here and you can use our optimizer to build NFL preseason lineups. But you have to provide custom projections, and then you also need to use optimizer mode. So like when you load up SaberSim, you're going to see zero projection, zero team total, zero ownership. You'll see a banner down on the bottom that says SaberSim will not provide sims or projections for NFL preseason slates. What you can do, right, is upload projections and ownership or only projections. And then in your settings, go over to build mode optimizer, and then you'll be able to run a build. Basically, what optimizer mode does, for those who aren't aware, is it builds lineups. It mathematically solves the highest projected lineup first, then the second highest projected, third highest projected, fourth, etc. So it's optimizing based on projection here, and it is sequentially, you know, going down. So when you build with optimizer mode, you effectively get your best lineup first, then your second best and your third best. With sim mode, right, the way we build lineups, that doesn't happen, which is why we always recommend building as many lineups as your plan allows, because we are randomly sampling the sims. The lineups that get built go into the pool, and then whether it's Saber score, whether it's ROI, the lineups effectively get ranked after being built. So in theory, your best lineup after being ranked could be the lineup that was built last. There is no order to how the lineups are built as far as like strength of the lineups. The ranking all takes place after the fact. So those are the big differences there. But for NFL preseason, make sure you're uploading projections, make sure you're using optimizer mode, and that is how you would use SaberSim to build your preseason NFL lineups. All right, taking a peek here in office hours. Think we are caught up there. Answer some questions. Did a WNBA demo. Think we are about all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.